Well, good morning. It is March 1st, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. We are entering into a new month, third month of daily Bible reading each and every single day. And so if you have been with me every single day of 2023, give yourself a round of applause, give yourself a pat on the back, and praise God, because there's nothing better than to commit to being disciplined in this area of Bible reading each and every single day. And so I praise God for each and every single one of you who have joined me. But that said, today, on March the 1st, we are going to continue reading through Exodus chapter 12. We're going to be reading the rest of that chapter, picking up in verse 23 to 51. Then we're going to read the Gospel of Luke chapter 15. Job chapter 30, and then we're actually going to finish a book of scripture. We're going to finish the book of 1 Corinthians, start 2 Corinthians tomorrow, Lord willing. So let's get in the word today. Exodus chapter 12, picking up in verse 23. Exodus 12, 23. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to come in to your houses to smite you. And you shall observe this event as an ordinance for you and your children forever. When you enter the land which the Lord will give you, as he promised, you shall observe this rite. And when your children say to you, "What does this rite mean to you?" you shall say, "It is a Passover sacrifice to the Lord who passed over the houses of the sons of Israel in Egypt when he smote the Egyptians but spared our homes." And the people bowed low and worshipped. And then the sons of Israel went and did so, just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did. Now it came about at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. Pharaoh arose in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was no home where there was not someone dead. And then he called for Moses and Aaron at night and said, "Rise up, get out from among my people, both you and the sons of Israel, and go, worship the Lord, as you have said. Take your flocks and your herds, as you have said, and go, and bless me also." The Egyptians urged the people to send them out of the land in haste, for they said, "We will all be dead." And so the people took their dough before it was leavened, with their kneading bowls bound up in the clothes on their shoulders. Now the sons of Israel had done according to the words of Moses, for they had requested from the Egyptians articles of silver and articles of gold and clothing, and the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they let them have their request, and thus they plundered the Egyptians. Now the sons of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot, aside from children. And the mixed multitude also went up with them, along with the flocks and the herds, a very large number of livestock. And they baked the dough which they had brought out of Egypt into cakes of unleavened bread, for it had not been leavened since they were driven out of Egypt and could not delay, nor had they prepared any provisions for themselves. Now, the time that the sons of Israel lived in Egypt was 430 years, and at the end of the 430 years, to that very day, all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be observed for the Lord, for having brought them out from the land of Egypt, this night is for the Lord, to be observed by all the sons of Israel throughout their generations. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "This is the ordinance of the Passover. No foreigner is to eat of it, but every man's slave purchased with money, after you have circumcised him, then he may eat of it. The sojourner or a hired servant shall not eat of it. It is to be eaten in a single house. You are not to bring forth any of the flesh outside the house, nor are you to break any bone of it. All the congregation of Israel are to celebrate this. But if a stranger sojourns with you and celebrates the Passover to the Lord, let all of his males be circumcised, and then let him come near to celebrate it, and he shall be like a native of the land, but no uncircumcised person may eat of it. The same law shall apply to the native as to the stranger who sojourn among you." Then all the sons of Israel did so, and they did just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. And on the same day, the Lord brought the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their host. That was Exodus chapter 12, verse 23, to the end of the chapter. Let's move on over to our next reading today in Luke, Gospel of Luke chapter 15. Gospel of Luke chapter 15. Gospel of Luke chapter 15. Now, all the tax collectors and the sinners were coming nearer to listen to him. Both the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." And so he told them this parable, saying, "What man among you, if he has 100 sheep and has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open pasture and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.' I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Nor what woman, if she has 10 silver coins and loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin which I had lost.' In the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Then he said, "A man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me.' And so he divided his wealth between them. And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country. And there he squandered his estate with loose living. Now, when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be impoverished. And so he went and hired himself out to be one of the citizens of that country, and then he sent him into the fields to feed the swine. And he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating, and no one was giving anything to him. But when he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread, but I am dying here with hunger? I will get up and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men.' And so he got up and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his slaves, 'Quickly, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and was come to life again. He was lost and has been found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. And he summoned one of the servants and began inquiring what these things could be. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has received him back safe and sound.' But he became angry and was not willing to go in. And his father came out and began pleading with him. But he answered and said to his father, 'Look, for so many years I have been serving you, and I have never neglected a command of yours. And yet you have never given me a young coat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your wealth with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him.' And he said to him, 'Son, you have always been with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, for this brother of yours was dead and has begun to live, and was lost and has been found.'" Amen. That was Luke chapter 15. Beautiful story. Let's move on over to our next reading today, Job chapter 30. Job chapter 30. Job chapter 30 today. Job chapter 30. "But now those younger than I mock me, whose father I disdained to put with the dogs of my flock. Indeed, what good was the strength of their hands to me? Vigor had perished from them. From want and famine they are gaunt, and gnaw. Who gnaw the dry ground by night in waste and desolation? Who pluck mallow by the bushes, and whose food is the root of the broom shrub? They are driven from the community. They shout against them as against a thief, so that they dwell in a dreadful valley, in holes of the earth and of the rocks. Among the bushes they cry out. Under the nettles they are gathered together. Fools, even those without a name. They were scourged from the land, and now I have become their taunt. I have even become a byword to them. They abhor me and stand aloof from me, and they do not refrain from spitting at my face. Because he has loosed his bowstring and afflicted me, they have cast off the bridle before me. On the right hand their brood arises, and they thrust aside my feet and build up against me their way of destruction. They break up my path. They profit from my destruction. No one restrains them. As through a wide breach they come, amid the tempest they roll, terrors are turned against me. They pursue my honor as a wind, and my prosperity has passed away like a cloud. And now my soul is parted out within me. Days of affliction have seized me. At night it pierces my bones within, and my gnawing pain takes no rest. By a great force my garment is distorted. It binds me about as the collar of my coat. He has cast me into the mire, and I have become like dust and ashes. I cry out to you for help, but you do not answer me. I stand up, and you turn your attention against me. You have become cruel to me. With the might of your hand, you persecute me. You lift me up to the wind and cause me to ride, and you dissolve me in a storm. For I know that you will bring me to death and to the house of meeting for all living. And yet does not one in a heap of ruin stretch out his hand, or in disaster therefore cry out for help? Have I not wept for the one whose life is hard? Was not my soul grieved for the needy? When I expected good, then evil came. When I waited for light, then darkness came. I am seething within and cannot relax. Days of affliction confront me. I go about mourning without comfort. I stand up in the assembly and cry out for help. I have become a brother to jackals and a companion of ostriches. My skin turns black on me, and my bones burn with fever, and therefore my heart is turned to mourning, and my flute to the sound of those who weep. That was Job chapter 30. Let's move on over to our final reading today, the final chapter of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 today. 1 Corinthians 16. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I directed the churches of Galatia, so do you also. On the first day of every week, each one of you is to put aside and save, as he may prosper, so that no collections be made when I come. When I arrive, whomever you may approve, I will send them with letters to carry your gift to Jerusalem. And if it is fitting for me to go also, they will go with me. But I will come to you after I go through Macedonia, for I am going through Macedonia, and perhaps I will stay with you or even spend the winter, so that you may send me on my way whether I go. For I do not wish to see you now just in passing, for I hope to remain with you for some time, if the Lord permits. But I will remain in Ephesus until Pentecost, for a wide door for effective service has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. Now if Timothy comes, see that he is with you without cause to be afraid, for he is doing the Lord's work, as I also am. And so let no one despise him, but send him on his way in peace, so that he may come to me, for I expect him with the brethren. But concerning Apollos, our brother, I encouraged him greatly to come to you with the brethren, and it was not at all his desire to come now, but he will come when he has opportunity. Be on alert, stand firm in your faith, act like men, be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. Now I urge you, brethren, you know the household of Stephanas, that they were the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have devoted themselves for ministry to the saints, that you also may be in subjection to such men and to everyone who helps in the work and labors. I rejoice over the coming of Stephanas and Fortunus and Achaicus, because they have supplied what was lacking on your part, for they have refreshed my spirit and yours, and therefore acknowledge such men. The churches of Asia greet you. Aquila and Prisca greet you heartily in the Lord with the church that is in their house, and all the brethren greet you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. The greeting is in my own hand, Paul. If anyone does not love the Lord, he is to be accursed. Maranatha. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen. And amen indeed. That was the end of 1 Corinthians. Finished another book of scripture. 1 Corinthians, and that was our reading today for March 1st. 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment in the reaction or in the comment box. There's a troll I'm looking over here on the side there. I will have him blocked. So do not respond to this person who is reading and feels a strong connection with you. Positive energy. Don't respond. I will delete that. Sometimes we end up getting trolls and robots or whatever that come on our feed here. It's unfortunate they have to ruin it. But anyway, leave a comment or a reaction. I'll delete Dexter's comments there, and I'll mark that down. But anyway, let's have a word of prayer today. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us. I thank you for your grace. Lord, we pray, God, for our day today, that you would just give us a good one. Lord, I pray, God, that you would just bless everything that transpires. Bless our ministries tonight, Lord. I pray for Olympians and Teen Club and Ladies Ministry, as well as the discipleship class, God. We pray, God, that you would just give us all that we need, God, today as we continue to serve and honor you. Lord, I pray for your blessing upon my brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good one, everybody. Yeah, don't respond to Dexter, please. I don't care how strong of a connection he feels with people. Lord.